The Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? Unlike a car with its user's manual, we are born without instructions how to live. We experience life vicissitudes without a so-called user's manual. The Gita has been described as such a guide. These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda, which he has been delivering for more than 25 years. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
So we had been discussing Chapter 6, Yoga of Meditation. As we have discussed many times before, this chapter is the conclusion of the first one-third or the one of the three sections of Bhagavad Gita. The first six chapters talks about you, the limited you and I with body, mind and intellect and ego. How one should act in this world. We have clearly understood what is mind, what is intellect, what is desire. So the section ends with this discourse on meditation. How to achieve that goal of attaining unbroken happiness or a complete bliss. And the instruction is by meditation. By contemplating on the question, who am I? Who am I in my actual reality? Who was I before I was born, and who will I be after I die? In between these two hypothetical events in my life, birth and death, what I call is my life. That's my lifetime. And if I have to achieve this meditation, I have to achieve this goal, I have to have a control over my mind and my senses, and I can achieve that meditation. And Bhagavan said that Arjuna's doubt about whether this mind can be trained ever, because its very nature is to be fickle. And Bhagavan said, by abhyasa, by constant practice, that can be achieved. And then Arjuna had another doubt, as we have seen last time, that, okay, I have complete faith that this can be achieved. I'm completely convinced now that this can be achieved by appropriate practice. But now I have a new doubt. What happens if I do not have enough time to practice this? This life is short compared to this goal, it seems, is a great goal of achieving that perfection where my mind is under control, my senses are under control, and with that equanimity of mind, I see the oneness in all. And see that oneness of that self in all the beings. If I'm practicing for that, but then I run out of time because of this, of my lifespan is limited, what happens to me? Are all my efforts going vain? Or is there anything which is encouraging? So in response, which obviously Arjuna is waiting very keenly, Bhagavan said, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Bhagavan said in verse 40, Partha na iva aha na amutra vinasaha tasya vidyate. nahi kalyana krut kaschit durgatim tad gacchati. O Partha, not here, neither here nor hereafter, such a person gets destroyed. In other words, a yogi who is striving to achieve perfection, he has a complete faith in this goal and this path of achieving that, and he is making progress on that path, but is not there to achieve that perfection, and his life gets shortened, or his life span ends. Bhagavan very clearly gives this reassurance that neither here nor hereafter. Obviously, we Hindus believe and are convinced by our sastras that this life is not just the only life that I'm existing. There is an existence before my birth, there will be existence after my death, for I, the ego, which is identified with this limited mind and intellect, had existence before, will have an existence after these two hypothetical events called life, for birth and death. So Bhagavan said, not neither here in this lifespan, nor in the second stage of your existence after this life, that there is any destruction of your efforts. Nahi kalyana krut kaschit durgatim tat gacchati. Kalyana krut, he who does good. O my son, tat, O my son, he never goes to any durgati, in a wrong place, in a wrong situation, comes to grief. So here is the reassurance. Based on a scientific law of karma, law of karma said that the results of any actions will be appropriate and equal to your efforts. So the good cannot have bad results. Good will always have good results. Bad cannot have good results. Bad will always have bad results. If I am exercising and dieting as my cardiologist told me, there cannot be any adverse effect on my health of my actions. Now, I may not realize the benefit of it because my expectations is X and my efforts are Y, and therefore there is no reconciliation of my efforts and the results. But the result will be always in line of my efforts. I'm exercising every day. My doctor says do it for an hour, but I'm only doing 20 minutes a day. In a diet, my doctor said completely stop sweets and any fatty food. Now, not stop completely. I'm eating sweets now socially or occasionally, or maybe in a limited quantity every day. And also, I'm not eating as much oily food as I used to before, but have reduced considerably. So the effect on my health, on my cardiac health, cannot be negative. It can only be positive compared to what my situation was before. It may not be to a level where my doctor expects. So next time when I go for a checkup, I say, your bad cholesterol is improving. It is better than before. But your good cholesterol, HDL, is not there where it should be. Well, it used to be 32. Now it's only 36. Or we want you to be over 50 or close to 50, but you're not there yet. So my normal reaction will be, well, this is not really working. This diet and exercise is not really working. And my doctor said, no, you're making progress. Your bad cholesterol used to be 250. Well, now you're only 150. So you did make progress. You're not there yet to be below 100, but you are making progress. So work a little harder, pay attention to it, and you may get there. Or HDL is not where it should be. But it is better than before. It was 32, now it is 36. Well, continue your exercising. Improve your routine of exercise. Have more exercise, and maybe you will improve that. So I may not be achieving what I set out to achieve at this time because my efforts are not enough. But that does not mean that I'm not making progress. So Bhagavan said, such a person who is doing good, he will never perish here, nor will he have an adverse result in the life after this. We know that by doing good, by improving ourselves, by gaining whatever the little control we can gain on our senses and our mind, we can only be having a positive effect in my sense of happiness. I'll now be less stressful, relieved of unnecessary anxiety. I may not achieve the complete perfection, but I am better than before. So I'm not destroyed here in this life. And Bhagavan said, in the next life is nothing but a continuation of this life. For the internal instrument, antahkarana, the death is nothing but a death of a body. So the experiences and the training with the antahkarana, the mind and intellect get in this life, will take its benefits with it in its next stage of existence, what we call it a next life. And obviously we have all come to the conclusion that just observing the life around us, the tendencies of the children are born with, the capabilities they're born with, it does not make any sense to think that there was no existence for that being before he or she was born. Some babies or children shows exceptional ability to understand music or other concepts, which we even adults find it difficult to understand. The one theme I hear all the time that all these new gadgets, you know, in this internet age or information age, we find, the people at my age obviously find, absolutely mind-boggling. But for a three-year-old, it's still not a big deal. It's not a big deal at all. A 12-year-old understands these gadgets better than his dad, who is 45. And an 18-year-old can figure out the algorithms for all these things we hear every day. A new company is born on some new algorithm somebody found. We all know, about Facebook. We all know about other things. But there's always a new company. And then we will hear the founder is a 20-something year old or 18-something old. And that's because their mind is completely tuned to this new technology. And that makes us wonder whether there was any connection before his existence prior to his birth, and whether he will carry whatever the knowledge he gains in this life to the next life. And Bhagavan makes it very clear here that he does not get destroyed, but the Next stage will be prapya punya kritam lokan ushitva sasvatihi samaha suchinam srimatam gehe yoga vrasto abhijayate. We have considered this person to be yoga vrasta simply because he has not achieved the goal of attaining perfection, the yoga. He has fallen from his path. His life ended before he achieved that path of the perfection. It says yoga vrasta, you know. Papya prunya kritam lokan, that having attained the worlds of the righteous and then dwelling there for a long period of time, you know, he is now born again in the house of the pure and the wealthy. Suchinam srimatam gehe yoga vrasto abhijayate. Such a yogi who has fallen from his task or his path, he will achieve the state of consciousness where he can fulfill his desires. And then he will take birth in the house of someone, a family which is pure and wealthy. In other words, he will find a conducive environment to fulfill his desire to achieve this perfection of yoga. Now, Bhagavan makes it clearer here that even doing good in this life can have two intentions. One, I'm doing good to achieve some desired goals. So that's a somewhat selfish desire. I'm doing good to get good. Other may be simply a selfless action of doing good. I do not want to gain anything out of this good actions, but just achieving my realization, my liberation from this limited sense of existence. So, the one who has the desires in doing good, he does get his reward. As we have said, the law of karma is very explicit about what the rewards you get. Your actions which are good will have a good result. But the results are determined by your intentions. My intention was to get good situations by doing good, you will get the good situation. Or my good environment, the improvement of my situation. So Bhagavan said, such a person will achieve the state of consciousness where he can enjoy this bliss, but then to fulfill his path, he will take birth in a conducive environment where he will be able to pursue his path. Well, there are books written why such and such person could be successful. I think I have read, someone had written a book about how Bill Gates was successful because his father was closer to the computers and Bill has an access to those. And I don't know exactly, but the gist is he was put in a position with an access to this knowledge. So you can say that in his previous life, he had this desire to achieve this, and he was then given an appropriate environment to fulfill his goal. So the first one with the desire doing good will get the good environment at the house of a Srimanta and a Shuchi, a pure and wealthy, not impure and wealthy, such as some mafia don or, you know, as we know, all this, you know, criminal type of empires where they make all the money. But a pure and wealthy, where there is a right environment to fulfill his desire to yogi. Or athva yoginam eva kule bhavati dhimatam etaddi durlabataram loke janma yadidrisham. Athva, or if his actions were good without any desires, completely selfless, but he could not achieve that perfection, he will take a birth. The papya punyakritam, athva yoginam eva kule bhavati. He will take a birth in the family of any yogi. A wise yogi, where he gets an appropriate environment to just continue his journey into this yogic perfection from where he left off. A very conducive environment is given to him without any distractions, that he will achieve that goal very soon. So Bhagwan basically says that one way or other, doing good will never be lost. Your efforts in this world are rewarded accordingly, and so they will be rewarded after this life. As I told you, me practicing my music for less than 30 minutes improved my singing. It did not improve to a point where I can become a recording artist, but it did improve from what I used to do before. Now, had I done more practice, rather than only breaking 30 minutes, I've done in 2 hours a day, I probably would have become much better. But within that limited efforts, I received the limited results. So that my results will always be in accordance with my efforts. Good will never result in bad, and bad will never result in good. Even though in this life, I tend to fear that might happen. Law of karma reassures you that good actions will always have good results and bad actions will always have bad results. Well, we'll stop here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhavet. Om shantihi, shantihi, shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.